We end up with Aleph, Amid Aleph. Let us quickly go over the Mishnah. Hakari es a Megillah, Oymed, the Yoyshev, one can learn the Megillah. Rashi learns Pshat, Imrotza, Oymed, Imrotza, Yoyshev. He has his choice what to do. The Chathila, one can learn the Megillah for a Tzibur, a Flu Yoyshev, that is Sittis Rashi. Koro Echot, Koru Ashnayim, Yotzo. Even two are learning, we're still Yotze, because since it's a double Chaviv, even though normally Treikoli Le Mishtame, by double Chaviv, Treikoli Mishtame. Explain it a little better in the Gemara and Amid Beis. Mokim Shenoago Levorech, Yevorech. A place where the minig is to make a brocha achrayna on the Kriyas Megillah, you make a brocha achrayna. V'shaloi levorech, lo yevorech. V'sheini v'chemishi v'shabbos v'minche, these three zmanim, keren shloisha. So we call three oilim, ein peichsin mehen, ve'ein meisifin aleihem. We were not peiches, less than three, we don't add. There's no hisofis. Ve'ein maftirin benavi, and there's no maftir in these three zmanim. And Rashi explained the reason why. So Rashi says, ve'ein meisifin aleihem, shlo yikshe letzibo, mibnei shehen yemein meloche. Be difficult for the tzibo, if there'll be more than three oilim, because these are Yemei Meloche. V'Shabbos b'Minche, then it's not Yemei Meloche, but Samach l'Chashechehu. But then it's late. They daven Minche late. Sherei kol ha'yoyim ha'yeregilim lidreish. They darshan the whole day, so Minche was late, so you had to wash for Shalashudis v'stameh. So also they did not have time to be Moisef, and ve'im aftirim mishum my time egufet to say I'm after, because the time was short. Apiseyach va'achosim b'toyre v'vorech lefoneh u'lachel. The one who is the first oile and the last oile make a broche. The first oile makes a broche rishayne, and the last oile, the chosim, makes a broche achayne. That's it. The first oiler does not have to make a brocha chayne, and the middle oiler doesn't make any brochas, and the last oiler only makes a brocha chayne. The roshe chadoshim v'bechelei shalmayit kairin abo. Now there's a we were meisif an oiler on these mani. Ein peichsin mehen ve'ein meisifin aleihem. Again. When we're not peiches or meisif, ve'ein maftirim benovi. This is also Yemei Meloche, Rashi said. Rish Chodesh about the Gvis is Yemei Meloche, and Chalamoides, as Oichot, as Man Meloche for Adova Ha'ovid. So therefore, we cannot be meisif on the Kriya. And again, Apeisech, v'achaisim, v'teirim, v'voich, l'fonel, l'achel. The first oile and the fourth oile are the only ones who make the brachas. Ze haklal, kol sheyesh bay musaf ve'ein yomtev kairin abo. That's Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoid. B'yomtev chamisha v'mekipurim shisha b'shabbos shiva ein peirsim mehem abo meisifin aleihem. Shabbos so we can be meisif. Maftirim benavi, and here we have aftira also because we're not so pressured for time. Pesayach v'chaisim b'teira mavoich lefoneh lachel. Let us see Taisus. Ateira ve'ein maftirim benavi. We're not maftir benavi. Shabbos by Minche, there's no Haftorah. Kashi l'Rabbeinu Tam. To be Perik, Bamem Adlikin, Omar Avachadvoi, Shalimolei Shabbos, ein Novi beminche beyontev schaliyes beshabbos. There, the Gemara is speaking about such an inyan, that if Shabbos and Yontev falls out on the same day, and you say the Haftarah by Minche, so the Shaila is, are you Choysem Shal Yontev? Are you Masker Yontev? Now, by Shabbos and Yontev Shachris, so, that's him, you have two distinct sibbis for saying the Haftarah. Shabbos, you say Haftarah, Zachiyev, Kriyas, Haftarah, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, you say Haftarah. So now, when they both come together, so you're masker in the broche, the Mekadosh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, V'Azmanim. Because each one is a sibbis for the Kriyas Haftarah. But Rabbi Chava says, what is Shabbos and Yom Tov by Minche, when you say the Haftarah. So, Yontif alone, if it would be Yontif alone, you wouldn't bechlal lein the Torah and Yontif. Shabbos, you lein the Torah, and you say the Haftarah by Minche, so the Sibbe, that you say the Haftarah is because of Shabbos. Yontif is not a Sibbe of the Kriyas HaTorah or the Kriyas HaFtarah. So Rav Chadvoy said, Shil Molei Shabbos, if it would not be for Shabbos, ain't Novi b'mincha b'yontev, so there would be no Kriyas Novi b'yontev shechaliyes b'shabbos. So therefore, so since the only sibbe of the Kriyas HaTorah is because of Shabbos, so therefore, we masker Shabbos, we're not masker yontev. That's what Rav Chadvoy says. So, Hakoponim, we see from this Gemara that they used to say the Haftarah Shabbos by Minche. And our Mishnah says, Eim Haftirin Benovi. B'tzorich Loima, so Tosfos answers, Dahai Dekomar Hosom, the Maftir Benovi, B'minche B'Shabbos K'shechal B'yontev, Lav Davke Novi. The word Novi is Lav Davke. I used to say Haftarah, but Haftarah was not in the Nevi'im, it was in Ksuvim. Kedamrinen perikol kisvei, benerdoi, poski, sidre, b'ksuvim, b'minche, b'shabbat. And nerdoi, they used to end off by saying Ksuvim, by minche, poski, haino, Haftarah. Umekaimish yeish enoigim lasis kein. So Memele, so what is Tosfos saying? So Tosfos is saying that there were Mekaymes that the Haftarah was said on Minche. And it's no stira to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Ein Maftirin Binovi. For some reason, by Minche, there's no Haftarah of a Novi. That what the Gemara, what Rabbi Chadvoy says, that Novi b'minche, il mole Shabbos, in Novi b'minche, there Novi is lav, davke there means ksuvim. But he says, they used to say, I have Torah from ksuvim. It is unclear, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, why didn't they say b'novi, and they said b'ksuvim. We have to understand that. Doesn't explain. I mean, Rashi said the reason is because they're pressed for time. Bishum haytayim megufe. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't explain why ksuvim they did say and novi they didn't say. The Sfas Emes wants to say a teretz, another teretz on Tosfos Kashe. Rasemis says that Rashi explained the reason they were not Mesakin Haftarah in Shabbos. Shayedershim Kolayim. Shayedershim Kolayim Lidrash. So there was no time. So they ended very late, so there was no time to say Haftarah. But he says when Shabbos was chal b'yontev, so they didn't darshan so much, because there was chetzi l'ashem, chetzi l'achem, so there was more time, they had more time, so they had more time, they could daven mincha earlier, they can daven mincha earlier, so they could say haftorah, so fakert, so the Gemara in Shabbos is speaking about fakert, Shabbos shachali is b'yontev, yeah, there you did learn the haftorah, it's be'etzem, the mincha of Shabbos is also mechayev behaftayr. No, they took away this chayev because we were pressed for time. So if they have a Shabbos that were not pressed for time, so then they would say the haftayr. Let us just see the Ran before we finish Taisvis. The Ran brings down two more terutzim on Teisvis Kashe. The Ran is on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Bedafi Harif. By the Rif, this is the fourth perik of the Masechta. Dibur HaMaschel, Vehiksha Rabbeinu Tam. Vehiksha Rabbeinu Tam, Heichit Nan, Ve'ein Maftirim Benovi, ואמרינו בפרק במה מדליקין רב אחד ויברעמי אומר רב יונטב שחליאס בשבס המפטר בנובי במנחה נמאסקר של יונטב של מולי שבס אין נובי במנחה ביונטב על כל פונים we see that they learn the haftorah in Shabbos. יש לוימה, so the answer is a teretz, a different teretz. The chiktoni אין מפטירין, היינו לוימה שאין Takone kvue la haftel benovi bemincha b'shabes, keshem shi takone kvue la haftel boy baboy. Not emaftira means behechlet. There was no mafter. There was no kvue dike takone to say a mafter. V'hosam ma'irid b'mekaymai shenogu la haftel benovi bemincha b'shabes. And there it's speaking about the place of Shenogu Lahavta Benovi Bemincha B'Shabbos. There was a mitzvah in those places. V'hochi koma adafilu b'mokim Shenogu Lahavta B'Shabbos Bemincha L'Nogu came b'yontev. V'kiren tzor lahazkir shol yontev. So this is an easier text to understand that our Mishnah only means that there was no takone to say a mafter in Yontif, but there were different mekaymes. Prein kosev rav hai goyim, shemin hogis chalukis hain. Vadayin yeish beporas umodai, haftoiris yiduis l'shabes b'mincha l'chol ha'shone kulam. There were mekaymes that they were misnaig that they did say haftoiris. V'yeish shepshipshu oiso girse shebeperik v'me madlikin, Bidoiche kushizu, others made a grize in that gemore. Bigiu yoim akipurim shechaliyos b'shabes. What that the gemore was speaking about, yoim kippur shechaliyos b'shabes, and it means that yoim kippur shechaliyos b'shabes, so in another grize they make this vasemis says, that your masker shall yom kippurim b'loy shel shabbos she'ul mola yom kippurim loy hayekayre. So that's pshat in the Gemara. Yom kippur is a chiyuv haftorah takuy same after yoyne. So that's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says yom kippurim shechaliyos b'shabbos. Yom kippurim shechaliyos b'shabbos. Rabbi Chadvai says your masker shall yom kippurim and you're not masker shel shabbos. She'll mole yeme kippurim, they wouldn't be kaira in Shabbos. That's pshat in this teretz of the Ram. Agavuch des Vasem says, we feel zech nitazoi, we feel zech yem kippur shalis b'Shabbos, we are masker Shabbos. This is because we don't paskin like that sugya. That's a whole sugya over there. That if lamais it is Shabbos, if you're masker Shabbos, even though Shabbos is not a machayiv. So that's the sugya there. We don't paskin like Rabbi Chadvai, but that's the girse yeme kippurim shchaliyos b'shabes. Let us go back to Taisus. Ba'atam shemafter b'minche b'taynis v'loy b'shachetz. Why do we say after b'minche b'taynis v'loy b'shachetz? שם דחיב בו שם לו משפט ועשו צדוקה, דחתי רצז ועשו צדוקה, ואיגרי דטיינסו צדקוסם, דסחר ותיינס איז דצדוקה לאיס ערב, they used to go and give the name shalaniyim or metzapim. They waited to eat a hearty meal after the tainis. So they used to give out food to the aniyim by the soif tainis. They should have what to eat when they end the tainis. Is memele mishimhachi nochin la'imroi be'erev acher she'osu tzedoke. So that means after they were mekayim the tzedoke, then they linked the haftere shimro mishpat basu tzedoke ki krevi shuasi lovi fakel. They should realize the chshivis of the tzedoke that they had done. Hapeseyach v'hachosein b'teire mevorech lefoneo lachel. We had in the Mishneh that three times we had this, that the peseyach, the first oile, and the last oile, they make the bracha. Koshe, amai tone, hach milse, hoche gimur pomi, do bachad zimne sagi. That it's once is permissible. Once is enough to tell me. You have to tell me three times that the peseyach and the choyse make the bracha. V'yeshloime da v'salke daitoch, d'chol d'tofi milse mechavrei mevorech lefoneo lacheho shemochi itztach lemisni bekulu. So before we say pshat and Tosfos Teretz, let us first see the Ram. Then we'll see if Tosfos is saying like the Ram, or if Tosfos is saying something else. Let us again see the Ram. Now here the Ram is on daf yud beis amid beis, b'daf harif. The Dibur HaMaschil HaPeseyach VaHaChosen Hod the Mahadal V'toni Hochi B'masnissen Gabi Rosh Chodesh Omoyed V'hod V'toni Gabi Shabbos V'yonte V'yom HaKippurim. Why do you have to say all these times? Heine mishum desal kedaitach amine dechisagi bebilchas peisech lachoisim. I would think it's a meyudik chiddush. It's called like one bekriya, and the bracha rishayin is from the peisech, the bracha achayin is from the chayisim. Ani mile heched lehave el shloisha kairim. There's only three kairim, so we make it one bekriya. Avol heched dinefishi. But if there's a lot of kairim, there's four kairim, there's seven kairim, be'inin shiye kulam mevolchim lefoneo ula'achel. So then I would think that all of them have to make a broche. Kamash malon deloy. So that's why in each case, he has to come and tell me that it's loy zuavso, not only by three oilim, is there a the bracha rishayne from the Pesach and the bracha achayne from the Chayisim? Afilo by four oilim, afilo by seven oilim. Now, from the Ran, it would seem, the lumdus of the Ran, it would seem that I would have a havamine, avol heche de nefisha be'inon she kulon mevolchin lefoneo lachel. That means if it's a small unit of three, so then we could be mistopic with the Rishon and the Achre. But if there's four already, so then there's a different Seder. I would think that all of them have to make brachas. That's the Pashtus from the Loshen Aran. Now let us go back to Tosfos. The Yeshloima, let us again see the Loshen of Tosfos. Now the Salke Daitoch, the Chol de Tofei Milse Mechavrei, Mevorech lefoneo lachel. Now, Tofi Milse Mechavrei, Be'emesin, the reason that there are more oilim on these zmanim is because the days are more choshev. Chalamoid is also b'melocheh, and then Yom Tov is there's a bigger Issa Melochen, and Shabbos is an Issa Skila. So it's Tofi Milsa Mechabre. The whole the Tofi Milsa Mechabre, I would think Mevorech Lefoneo Ulacheo. Shemochem Itzach Lemisni Bekulo. So perhaps we can say two pshatim in Taisvis, what Taisvis is saying. I saw in Dasifas Kainim, he brings down pshat as follows. He says that there's a seida, the Svasamis also seems to say like this, there's a seida of three oilam. The seida of three oilam, so chazalba mesakin, so the tsuris abroche is, the oila rishain makes abroche rishaine, and the oila achain makes abroche achain. That's what they were mesakin. That's the seida for kriyas atay. Now, Rosh Chodesh, they were mesakin, lekovet kedushas hayoyim, they were mesakin another oila. So I would think that the Tofi Milsa, the one who comes because of the Yisra in Kedushas Hayoyim, I would think he has to make a brocha rishayne v'achayne. Ki gai b'rosh chodesh, shebo l'kovid rosh chodesh, ma shelo yihoya b'chil, yosef l'boich. Ki hu nechshev maschil, shebo l'kovid hayoyim. That means there's a normal kriya of three, that's the standard kriya. Now, he's coming l'kovid hayoyim, so I would think he should have to make that salke daitach the chol de tofi milse mechavre mevoich lefonel lachel. He makes lefonel lachel. That means he's not a continuation of their kriya. There's a standard kriya of shleisha oilem. But now he's coming lekovet hayoyim. So this is a new kriya lekovet hayoyim. So he would make a brocha rishayne and a brocha achayne. That's what I would think. So then Taisvis is not like the Ran. The Ran seems to say that I would think if there's a ribui oilim, so all of them make brochas. That's what the Ran says. And Taisvis seems to be saying the whole the tofi milsa mechavim mebroch lovanel acheo, the tofi milsa, the isha noisif was be mebroch lovanel acheo. The Svas Emes wants to be moisif on this. So it tells us nitazai. It tells us that no, it's one bikriya now, it's not three plus one. Today's a kriya of four, and in the kriya of four, so the risha in the pesach and the chaysim are mevorech. Now, so why does he have to tell us by Shabbos? So good, so we know the Seder now. So why does he have to tell us by Shabbos nachamo? I see already that the Seder is taka, it's not three in one, it's a Seder of four. So Svasemis says, very nice, Svasemis says, by Shabbos, it says, Maisifin Aleim. So by Shabbos, there could be eight. Now, by eight, I would think already that the Seder is Zicha, the first and the seventh, that's the Pesach and the Chosim, the eighth is a Hesafet. So the third time, the Mishnah tells us, the third time the Mishnah tells us that the Pesach and Chosim Amavori is coming to tell us Afilu the Chosim is the Chosim is Oilem because they made they were Moisif Oilem. Afal Pikein, it's still the Pesach and Chosim. He gets a Din Chosim and the Seder is a Pesach the Chosim. Now, if we'll say, that's if we'll learn Shatan Toysviz, the Chol the Tofi Milse Mechavre Mevoich Lefoneo Lacher is going on the last Oile. If we would say Pshat, the Chol the Tofi Milse Mechavre perhaps could mean, to be Hame wanted to say Pshat in Toysviz as follows. The Chol the Tofi Milse Mechavre, It means each day, which is more choshev than the previous days, is mevorech lefanei lacher. So here, each oile has to make a bezundere broche. And it could be pshat is as follows. They bring down from Sforum, it says that a mitzvah that is done on a Yom Kodesh, so the mitzvah is much greater than it is done on a Yom Chol. The chshivas of the mitzvah is much greater. So it could be pshat and Tosfos is the chol de tofi milsa mechavrei. That means this is going on the Zmanim, on the Yomim. The Yom that is more choshev than the previous Yom, so Memele, so the Kriyas HaTorah is a more choshev Kriya. So when were they misakin that it is sufficient that the Oila Rishon and the Oila Achon should make a broche? That is Dafka by a Poshet Kriya. But the greater the day is, the greater the Shivas HaMitzvahs. So I would think then there's a chiyuv that each one should make a broche. That's if you learn Sha'am Taisim a borech lefonei olacher, goes on each oile. So then could be that is pshat in Taisim. So we have two mahalchim in Taisim. So Taisim means the last oile or each oile. The Ran says claw each oile, but the Ran says another lomdis. Zot the Gemara. Tone ma she'en kein ba Taisim. We learned that Baraisa, Mashenken Beteres Rashi says, Shen Koirin Batoire Betzibo Miyushev. That means, this is Rashi Shite, that we said by Megillah Lechatchile Imrotza Yoshe, we're talking about Afilo by a Tzibo. Rashi Shite is that by Megillah Lechatchile you could learn for the Tzibo Miyushev. Hashem came by Torah, you cannot lay the Torah for the Tzibur Miyushiv. And the Rambam Shita is by Megillah Gufe, Lechatchila, you're not allowed to lay Miyushiv for the Tzibur. So the Rambam learned the Reish of the Mishnah Keres and Megillah Oimed by Yoshev Yotzo means that B'diyevet Yoyotze. Yeah, if it was a Yoshev by Megillah, Lechatchila, you have to stand. But if he was a Yoshev, he's Yotze B'diyevet. So here the Gemara is telling us, Mashen came by Torah, that by Torah full of B'diyevet, you're not Yotze, if the Kaira is a Yoshev. V'no ani mili. How do we know this? Omer Rabbi Yebo, the Omer Kro, v'ato poi amoidi modi. V'ato poi amoidi modi, the Rabbi Yishlom said, amoidi modi, v'omer Rabbi Yebo, il molei mikra kosuv i efshel la omroi ke va yochel af HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'amide. The pasuk says that the Rabbi Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, hoy amoid imodi, that you should stand together with me. So kva yochel means to use such a expression and a terminology of standing or sitting by the Rabbi Shalom is not We would be unable to say such a terminology. But the Pasuk says it, Amoid imodi, stand together with me. Al Kaponim, it says over here, that the Rabbeinu Shloilem, Bishas, he was learning with Moshe Rabbeinu Torah, so the Rabbeinu Shloilem was standing l'kovod HaTorah. So we see over here that the Makri Divrei Torah Tzorich Lamoy. So when we are Kaire B'Teire B'Beis HaKnesses B'Tzibur, so the Bal Kaire is B'Mokim the Rabbeinu Shalom, he's being Makre the Teire. So Memela we learn that just like by the Rabbeinu Shalom, when he was Makre the Teire, he stood. So the same thing, when one is Makre the Teire for the Tzibur, he also has to stand. Let us see Rashi. It was written by the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kibodom Shiyochel Lehei Oma Boy Kain. So Rashi explaining the Kibayochel is the chol, like Kibodom Shiyochel Lehei Oma Kain. It said like by a person, that there the terminology could be said. By a person, there is a terminology, there is a musig of yeshiva and amida. So here it's also the same thing. Va'oma rababo, minayin l'rav shelo yeshev al gabe mite v'yishanda l'talmidoy al gabe kalke, that the rav should not sit on the mite and the talmidim should be al gabe kalke, shenema va'ata poi amoid imodi. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Shlo Yeshev al Gabi Mite, Ela Oishneyem al Gabi Hamite, Oishneyem al Gabi Akalke. That what? That when a Rebbe is teaching Talmidim, they have to be Imodi, they have to be the same Matzev. So if the Rebbe is on the Mite, the Talmud is to be on the Mite. There cannot be two Matzov. Now let us see the Ran. The Ran on the Ayesoides de Kerat. The Afyadala from the base, the bottom line. Umakshu Hocha. So here it says that they have to be Shavit. The Talmud Yeshavit L'Rav, Boid Shalom De. Umakshu Hocha. So they ask a kasha, v'amrine beperek haseches apayalem, v'rab Gamliel, v'rab Yeshua ben Korche haveyosfi asaf soli, that they were sitting on benches, v'rab Elozo, this is v'rab Shimon, well, it's v'rab Elozo, v'rab Shimon and Rebbe, haveyosfi komayu aare. It's very interesting Gemara. There the Gemara says that, when Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha were sitting on benches, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi were sitting on the ground, and they were asking and answering shailas, and they were meiridike talmidei chachamim. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua said, it's not Yeshua that we're listening to all the Torah, the kashas and terutzim, what they're saying. And they're sitting on the ground, and it's not Yosha. So they decided to make Benklach for them also. So they sat them also on Benklach. Then, Rabbi Gamliel said that, he has one son, Rebbe. He's gonna sit on the Benkel, so, what's gonna happen with him? He's gonna get an Ayin Hara. So he was going to lose his son. So he told his son he should sit back down on the ground. So then Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, no, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is not alive, so he doesn't have a father. So, Ezel Yoshtar ben Femanayin Hore. So Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha said, he should sit back again on the ground. That's the Gemara there. A Meridiki Gemara, how they were mefached from an Ayin Hore, that's a gewaldike yediyah. But al kaponim, we see that the seder was that the Rebbe was on the benku, and the talmidim were ala karke. Ve'kama de Sanhedrin ami amrinin biyavne hoyu dalid b'shimen atamonim yedon lifneim bekarke. Ve'diyah there were dalid and here shimen atamonim was al karke, was dalid zakenim. Va'afi mei David amrine b'moyet kotten, Iro hayo iri, havi masni luli Yisrael, al gabi korim v'kastes. Iro hayo iri, was a rizike Talmud Chochem, he was masni to the Talmidim, and he was sitting al gabi korim v'kastes, and the Talmidim was sitting on the ground. Fine. V'David, loy kobel olay elo a'ara. David HaMelech, when Iro HaYoiri was Nifter, and David became Rosh Yeshiva, so David didn't do this. David sat on the ground together with the other Talmidim. The Gemara says that that was because of the Anivis of David, the Chsidis of David, he sat on the ground. Al Kaponim, we have Gemaras, we see Klo, not like our Gemara. Yeshloima, so the Ran says, let's first go to the second Teretz, then we'll come back to the first Teretz. Inami, Inami is the second line, in the middle of the line. Inami kan koidim shegir lechlal smiche, kan laacher shenismechu, tohosam roi l'rav lachlik lehem kov. So the Ran in the second Teretz says as follows. That if the Talmidim are musmochim, so memele, then there's a din that the Rav has to give covet to the Talmud. He's good, he's a Rebbe in the Talmud, he's a musmach. So memele, then the aloche is that in the Seder Lima, they has to be sitting equivalent to the Rebbe. And that's our Gemara. If the Rebbe, if the Talmud is not a musmach, so then there's no din to be chayle covet to the Talmud. Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Rabbeinu Shlomo Zabchina from a Musmach, and Moshe Rabbeinu, some a Mele, so the Kav Yochel, the Rabbeinu Shlomo was nice and covered, and Mechalek covered to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the second Teretz of the Rav. Now, let's go to the first Teretz. Yeshloime dechi hechi de metalze bigmore rakeis meumet koshis meyushiv. The Gemara later is going to ask Akasha. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Ve'eshev boho, Ve'noichi omati boho. Here it says he was sitting, he was standing. The Gemara is this kasha. So one of the terutzim is, Rav Omar, Rakeis me'umed v'koshes me'yushev. It matters what the topic they were learning. When Moshe Rabbeinu was learning easy halachas, Moshe Rabbeinu stood. When Moshe Rabbeinu was learning difficult halachas, he sat. That's what the Gemara says. So the Ran says, so we can emphasize this kasha also. Yeshloimet reiche de metalze bigmore rakes meumet koshes meyushiv. Ochenami, so we can emphasize this kasha also. Bishmuis koshes. If there were difficult sugyas, or yoyoyishvim asav solit. So they were sitting on sav solit. Shimho yoyoyishim bekalkim talmideyim. If they were sitting in the kalkam talmideyim, loyoyoyachoylim laylim behem heite. So they couldn't be ma'ayim. So that's pshat. So what does the Ran say? The Ran says that our Gemara that says that they sat both on the ground. So that's speaking about Shmuis Rakes. It's an easy sugya, then you both sit on the ground. But the Gemara that the Ran brought down, that the Rebbe was sitting on a bankel, they were sitting on the ground, that's talking about Bishmuis Koshis, or Yoyoshvin Asafsol, and then the Rebbe sat on Asafsol, Shim Ho Yoyoshvin Bekalk, if the Rebbe would sit on the ground, Im Tamideyim, Lohe Yecholim Laim Bem Heite. So the Rebbe would not be able to be Ma'ayim. So there's a Moiridike Proshes Drochim that is Mamish Meir Inayim Pshat in this Ran. The Proshes Drochim asks us, we have to understand, what is Pshat in this Teretz? He says, the Ran is Peledik. What is Proshes Pshat in the Proshes in the Ran? Proshes Pshat in the Ran is as follows. That a Shvere Sugye, Shimho Yoyoshvim Bekarke, if the Rebbe would be sitting on the Karke, Lohoy Yechoyim Laim Bemeite, but the Rebbe can't sit on the ground. You can't sit. It's a shvera sugya. It can't be mine. Fine. So the Rebbe has to sit on a chair. Fine. We'll buy that. When he said the Rebbe said the Rebbe is to sit on the chair. The Rebbe is to sit on a chair. The frektach the proshes drochim. So but we have a din that you have to be shoven. That the Talmud and the Rebbe has to be shoven. The Rebbe is a reason that he has to sit on the chair. So bring benklach for the Talmidim. I mean, that's what it said in our Gemara. You're not fanfing the kasha. You're just saying the Rebbe to sit on a chair. It's a shvera sugi. So, but there's a din shavit. Like this, we have other both on the chair, both on the ground. Here, the Rebbe can be on the ground. Fine. So you can still bring chairs for the Talmidim. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, he asks that the Emerson. The Ran brought a raya that is an Indian that Pashmu is cautious. You need a different Seder. A raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when there's a Shmur Koshe, Moshe Rabbeinu sat. He sat down by Shmur Koshe. No, he had a Mordeke Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Mgalal, but what was a Shmur Koshe, Moshe Rabbeinu had to sit. So what is Pshat in the Ram? The Ram says, it was a Shmur, it was a Sudye Koshe, the Rebbe had, couldn't sit on the ground. But you have to understand that Talmidim also can't sit on the ground. We're learning from Moshe Rabbeinu. A third kasha, the Prashas Drochem asks, he says, let's look at the Loshen Aram. The Ram says, Shem hoyu yoishvim bekarke im talmideyem, oy hoyu yoch yichaylum la'ayin bem. They would sit together in the karke im talmideyem. L'chay, what's the im talmideyem? They can't sit on the karke. What's im talmideyem? So the Prashas Drochem says, Amoyre de kipshat l'ram. The Ram means something else in Gansu. Not that the Ran means that one cannot be ma'ayin when he sits on the ground. There's a difference sitting on the ground, sitting on a bank. No. The Gemara says he can be ma'ayin more sitting than standing. That's what the Gemara says. But sitting, it's not chilek. If you sit on the ground, you sit on a bank. That's both of them, you can be ma'ayin. The word is im talmideim. That means like this. There is a feeling that the Rebbe could have, that he feels nifgam, if he's sitting together with the Talmidim. There is some hurt that the Rebbe has. As the Rebbe says in Talmidim, he has some hurt. No, the Torah said, but that's to say the Halimud. The say the Halimud is that the Rebbe should sit together with the Talmud. So it's nishkefelach, so sit together. It bothers him a little bit, so bother him a little bit. But that's nishkefelach. But that is only if you're learning rakis. So that means this little shter that's bothering him, he can continue learning and it won't make him unable to say the shir, because he's saying geringere sache. But when the Rebbe is saying dvorim koshim, difficult inyonim, difficult sugis, so he needs complete concentration on what he's saying, because he's saying very difficult in Yonim. Then the Chalishis Hadas that the Rebbe hears, that he's sitting together with the Talmidim, so Memele, that will make him unable to be Yoyil La'om Kashal Sugye. So that's what the Ran says. The Ran says, the Osam Roy, the Shimo Yoyishim Bikarke Ima Talmidim Lehoy Yechoyim Ma'im Ben. Not the problem is you can't be ma'ayin when you sit. You can ma'ayin when you sit on the ground, just like you said. But to sit together with the Talmidim, which is a shtikal pagam to the Rebbe and a sugya kosher, that takes away the iyun of the Rebbe is unable to do it. He says, that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, David HaMelech was not Iro ha-yo-iri. Iro ha-yo-iri. He sat on Korim v'kastas. The Talmidim sat on the ground. Dovet ha-melech mitoich anvesanusoi. So the Proshes Drochim says, by Dovet ha-melech, Avon Dovet ha-melech shahoyse boi midas ha-anove, Shloi hoya malgish im hoya loy maila ala talmid. David HaMelech never felt for one minute that he's any better than the Talmud. So maila by David HaMelech, there was no pgia whatsoever that he's together with the Talmidim. We find that Moiridikizach, Abi Keveger, the Talmidim, The children of Rabbi Keveger, they bring down in the Hakdomah to Shilas and Tshuvas Rabbi Keveger. Rabbi Keveger told them, when you're going to print the Shilas and Tshuvas, don't write Talmud, because I don't know who was the Talmud and who was the Rebbe. That's what Rabbi Keveger said. So we see Rabbi Keveger knew a lot of things, but this Nakuda, who was the Talmud, who was the Rebbe, that he couldn't figure out, maybe Yen is the Rebbe, maybe he learned more from him than he learned from him. That was the b'china of David HaMelech. David HaMelech never felt that he was a Rebbe. So Memele, by David HaMelech, he taught them, both were sitting on the ground, it didn't bother him in any way. If it didn't bother him, so me meilef akel, so then it was shoved. Ma she'en came by someone that has, he feels a pegiyah sitting together with the Talmidim, so then by Adova Kosher, this will take away the ability of complete concentration on the sugya. So therefore, he sits on a benkel and the Talmidim sit on the ground. That's how the Prosher Drochem says Pshat in this line. And the Etzim Kasher, what the Ran asks, we find three Gemoras that the Rebbe said on Benklech and they sat on the ground. Tzvi Hammer wanted to say a very Gishmake vote, and that could be, according to Rashi, this Kasher is not Shver. Let us look at the Loshna Gemara. Menayim l'rav shelo yeshev al gabi mita v'yishan l'talmidoi al gabi karke. So our gilsa is, we're speaking about one Talmid. V'yishan l'talmidoi al gabi karke. Let us look at Rashi. Shelo yeshev al gabi mita elo oishneihem al gabi hamita oishneihem al gabi karke. So it's very interesting. Rashi learned our Gemara. It's speaking about two people, a Rebbe and a Talmud. Now, the Ran, when he brings down our Gemara, the Ran had a different gilsa. Minay l'rav shlo yeshev al gabi mita v'yishana l'talmidov al gabi kalke. The Ran was geiris talmidov. So it could be, so the Ran had a problem. Our Gemara says by talmidov also there's a din shoven. Perhaps Rashi, and Rashi seems to be madgish this, shneyem. So it could be Rashi held if they're learning a one-to-one basis, then the halach is that fakir, that the Rav should not show Bishas Halimud more prestige, more cover than the Talmud. But if it's for, that's if they're learning on a one-to-one basis. But if he's learning for a Rabbi, then could be there's a different Seder. Sakti Gemara Vaita. Tano Rabbonon, mi mois moishe, fa'ad Rabban Gamliel lehoyo lemeidim teure elema umet. They were learning teure, they stood b'shas they learned teure. Mishameis Rabban Gamliel yorat choyli loilom, poyo lemeidim teure miyushev. Fa'ayno disnan, mishameis Rabban Gamliel bottle kvoid teure, became bottle the kvoid a teure, Rabban Gamliel would not learn while behind the snan, Mishemeis Rabban Gamliel bottle kvay teure. When Gamliel was nifter, became bottle the kvay teure. Kosev echad oimer va'eishei baho, v'kosev echad oimer va'anoichi amati baho. Here it says yeshiva, it says amida amarav. Oimed, the loimed, when he was learning from the Kaviyach, from the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Ipiagvure, so he was oimed. Yoishev v'shoine. He has it over, so then he sat down. Loimed b'piagvure, so Rashi says, loimed b'piagvure, Yoishev v'shoine, sheines levadai ma'ashalomad. When he has it over for himself, what he learned, that he was Yoishev. Abchanina Omar loy oimed the loyoshev ela shaykh. He was bowing down. The Marsho says, Ukvoid Ashrine. So Bishas he was learning was Zamata Bishtachavoye. And that's called Yeshiva and Amide. Abyechan Omar ain Yeshiva loloshen akovish. And Emma Vateshu Bekodish Shamim Rabbi. And Rova Omar rakeis meumed bekoshes meyushev. Now let us see Taishwis. Il mole mikro kosher. Kosher. Sheyesh ul mole sheroitze loima ilu loy. If not, you're going, hoche, if the posig would not have written such an expression, we would never say it. Then il mole igres harishaynes, if the grishaynes were not sent out. Vechein harbe. Vyesh ul mole sheroitze loima ilu hoyo, if it would have occurred. Ulmole nagdua lachananya mishol vazalya, mechen ulmole leviato. umaishna. So when do you know if it means if not, and when do you know if it means if it would have occurred? Em rabbeinu tam, the heichish yesh aleph b'sayif umolei reitzoleime iluloi. If it wouldn't have it, if it not. Such the Gemara writer. Kara echad, karu shnayim kotsu. Tone, ma she'en kein ba teire. By teire, the halacha is that if karu shnayim, you're not yoytze. Let us see Taisvitz. Tone ma she'en kein ba teire. Perish, she'en keire ela echad. By teire, only one can lame, but here there's aloche, even two are laning, it is good, because even the chaviva lay, since it's chaviv, some emele is mishtami tarvayu. You can listen to both of them. We'll come back to this, but let us first see Taisvus. Perish, she'en koire ala echad. By teire, only this one bar koire. Mikan koshe lamashe perish rabbeinu mishulim perikama de bobe basa, bar koi mitzchabe. There it says, the shmeine psukim shebe teire, the last eight psukim of the teire, yochid koire oison. A yochid shelein. Perish, so rabbeinu mishulim said, what does that mean? Yochid koire oisam shlo yikra shliach tzibar imoi beparshas vayal moishe kshechois minas ha-toyre. So the Rabbeinu Meshulam said, pshat, kol ha-toyre kule, yev two balkoires, yev the oile and the balkoire, they both lame. But the last eight psukim of parshas vizayis ha-broche is Yachid Kairaisim only one lane? That means Shlayikrishli Yatsiba Imay Bepasas Vayal Moshe, Shechois Menasatir. Bekoshe. Vektachtoisha Shrebi Imayim Lehoishli Yatsiba Kairimbom. Taket, Bisman Chazal, the Shlayikrishli did not lane together with the Oile. Kinda Omar Hoche, Mashain came by Teire. By the Teire, there's only one Teire. Vaachshev Nami Lehiskindu. Yes, the Balkaira does lane, Eloshlo Levayish Mishenya de Likrois. So that's what Taisus means to say. So now that the Seder is that the Balkaira does lane, so the Eila doesn't lane. Because that was the whole purpose of the Kabon, of the Takone. That the Balkaira should lane, that the Eloshlo Levayish is Mishenya de. And so why do we have one Kaira? Ela nire, kemoi, lekach nire, kemoi, sheberish rashi, bakoimitz, yochet kere, oisei, levadoi, velo yishnayim, mafsikim, bekoirem, baisei, shmein, psukim. The Gemara means something else in Gansu. The Gemara means you don't make a hefsik, and you don't call two oilem. Yochet kere, oisam, that is lain with one oile. You don't make hefsikis. Uma, this is a gils of the Rishash. Uma shemaschilim mivayal. Our thesis is kazaita kikash. Lemaise, when we start from vayal moishe, that is 12 psukim. We don't start the last 8 psukim, we start from the 12 psukim before. Lefishu tchilas aparsha. Since this is the tchilas aparsha, so we start from them. We don't start from the 8 psukim, we start from the 12 psukim. The Rishash wants to say another teretz on Tosfos Kasha, another pshat in the Gemara. That what the Gemara says, that the last eight psukim yochid koire, he wants to say it could be pshat is like this, in Befrat, by Vezayis HaBroche, the minig is that the parshias are repeated many times. We call a lot of oilim, and they start from the beginning, from Zayis HaBroche. So here, the Gemara is saying, but the last eight psukim, yochid koire oisim, not shad yochid. It's only lained once by a yochid, and it's not repeatedly lained by others. Before we go further, we head over here that, let's first end. אשן כן בתוירה, בי תוירה, וזה אונו יוחד קריאס. איתון הרבונו. בתוירה, אחד קריאי ואחד מתרגם. There's one קריאי, there's one מתרגם. ובלבד שלי אחד קריאי, שניים מתרגמים. That means the מתרגמים also you have to make sure that they'll be heard. So therefore you need one מתרגם. ובנובי, אחד קריאי, ושניים מתרגמים. And by a novi, you could have two metargemen. Ubavachlei shnayim koirim, shnayim metargemen. But you shouldn't have two koirim and two metargemen. You could have two metargemen. Ubahalo, ubamigile, afilo asore koirim, asore metargemen. My time, ekiven dachvive, yovi, daitayo, vishomi. Since it's a dover chove, it's bomishon leshone, it's pirsumenise, so memele there, afilu 10 kairim is also yovi datak ushmi. Let us see Rashi. Ubavach le yechot kairim shnayim metargemi, b'choshken shen shnayim kairim. Petayim, b'shem de trei koli, loy mishtami. If you have two people learning, it's loy mishtami. Ubenovi afilu echot kairim shnayim metargemi, Shatalgum eina elo lahashmiya. What is the difference between a novi and teire? Shatalgum eina. The whole purpose of talgum is elo lahashmiya lenoshim. Vami orit shem akirim b'loshin ha-kodesh. They don't understand loshin ha-kodesh. Fatalgum hu la sababli. That was the normal language that was spoken by the Bavlim. So this the women understood. Betalgim shel Torah tzrichen on the lanze shemivinen as hamitzvus. So by talgim shel Torah we have to make sure we repeat it that they should understand the mitzvus. So that's very important. They should understand what was nikra. Avo b'shel neviim lekopti alayu kulahai by shel neviim. And if they don't understand what was said, so they weren't makpitz and mameila. Therefore. So even though there was a metargim, but if they didn't hear the metargim, because there's two metargim in, seich nish kefelech. Reh vasore metargim in, loy garsine shein targum beksuvim. So by, it doesn't say that by Megillah asore metargim in, or by Halo asore metargim in, because there's no targum by ksuvim. Let us see Taisis, Megillah afil asore kairim vasore metargim in, Rashi moichig metargumim, shem metargumim, targum beksuvim. Bechina mochkai, devada yesh targum, abo lo yeso yeinoson elo mimei atanoim nase. So Taisvi says the zikha is a targum, but the zikha was a targum, but it wasn't Yenison Benazil. Yenison Benazil did not make targum on ksuvim, but it is a targum from other tanoim. It says here on the side, "I'm the taste for Shabbos, the Yodel, the Lachayim, the Sugi Dosim, Tiyufte, a Tiyufte on Rashi, a Mitzvah Liyashi." Now the taste, he's asking a kasha, there's a Gemara in Shabbos that said that someone leaned the Targum of Iyuv, which is Ksuvim. So you see, Claude was a Targum of Iyuv. The Kashan Rashi. The Rashi was Moichikid. I call him to say like Taisvis. The Rishash wants to say, he brings a Rashi in Kedushin. The Rashi in Kedushin says that one is not permitted to lain Betzibo a private Targum. That means the Targum that has to be lain Betzibo has to be a targum which was said on Piruach HaKadosh. So he wants to say, so the targum of Unkelis, the targum of Yenis Menazil was like said on Piruach HaKadosh. So that targum could be Nikro Betzibo. The targum, now Zichlus HaRash also made it, there was another targum, there was a targum on Ksuvim also, but that targum was not Nikro Betzibo. Because you're only allowed to learn Betzibo a Targum Shneimer B'Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore, Rashi had a Kasha, Halal Megillah, you're learning Betzibo, there was no such Targum. That's Rashi's Kasha. This Targum, since it was Lein Nemra B'Ruach HaKodesh, was not permitted to be learned Betzibo.
That's what the Rishash says. Let us see for 1 minute the Ran. The Ran on Daf Ran Daf Yud Beizem at Aleph. It's the Dibra Masra Tana Rabbono. It's the middle of the, it's the middle of the this the shtickle. From the Megillah, afilu asore keirim, basore metargimin, the kivin the chvivelu yoiv datayu. That since it's choviv, so they listen well, there's no problem. Kloima, mishtami tarvayu. So the Ran says they can hear both of them. If two people laning, they can hear both of them. Kein nirali. The tarvayu loy mishtami, but if you can't hear both of them, is chadmina is also loy mishtami, the ma'arvav mishim kol adidach. If you can't hear both, that means if, but when it's choviv, and yoiv datayu, you can't hear both, that's an impossibility, so then one you also can't hear. Loy mishtachad minay loy mishtami, the ma'arvav mishim kol adidach. Because the others, they'll become ma'uvev and mevulbul because of the kail of the other one. Elavade de tavayu mishtami. So a kochi can hear both. That means if one is interested, one is able to hear two kailas at one time. I'd just like to mention, l'chayre des amachlikis rishaynim in this, in Simin, Tak peiches, Mishnebura brings down a machlekes arishainim. What is the din if you have three people, and each one is blowing a shofar, and each one blows together tarat, tarat, tarat? So the machlekes arishainim, what the din is. So others say that by hearing these three people blow tarat, 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 he's yaitze. You have to hear nine kailas. He heard nine kailas because there's three people blowing three kailas. So that's nine kailas. He heard nine kailas. And then there's another day that he's only yaitze, one tarat. Mm-hmm. He's not yaitze, the nine kailas with that. So the Biraloche says that the mandioma that says you're not yoitze nine koilas, that he holds the bekiven rak leachas oz yotza. That means he holds that heche de chvivele. He could is yoiv daite means that you could listen to one, and the second koil will not be mevalbu you. That is the chiddush of chavivalei. Chavivalei means that if it is interesting in chaviv by me, so I can concentrate. It's impossible to hear all three. That you can't do. That's what the second day holds. But the chavivis can bring about that al kaponim, I can pay attention to one that the other won't be mevalbul. That's what I can do. So as we have three people blowing tarat, 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 I'll kaponim hear one. So I hear one starat. So this what the Ran says by us. The Ran says that by Megillah it's choviv, and you hear both koilas. L'chayre, this is the machlokes tli. It's telling this machlokes that the Biraloche brings, that the Mishnebura brings down a tak pechesed kod nyadalev. L'chayre, according to the Ran, in that case, you with hearing tarat, you're hearing tarat, you'll be hearing tarat, 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 you'll be yoitze nine kailas already. That's according to the Ran, and this chilkim on the Ran. Mokim shenogu levorech yevorech. We heard in the Mishnah that the if there's a minute to make a broche, you make a broche. If there's no minute to make a broche, you don't make a broche. Omar Abaye, Loishonu elo lachreo. This halacha that you make a broch on the Megillah depends what the minig hamokim is, that is only by the broche after Kriyas Megillah. Avo lefoneho mitzvah levorich. But the broche rishayne, there's a mitzvah to make a broche, domar yudomar shmul, kol mitzvahs kulon mevorich alein oiver la'asiyosam. A mitzvah, you have to make a broche, you have to make a broche before you do the mitzvah. Zok the Gemara, my mashmedai oiver lishne dak dumehu, that's a lotion of prior, before you do the mitzvah, you have to make the broche. My mashmedai oiver lishne dak dumehu, amar amach by Yitzhak, Omar Krova Yorzach Himotzter Hakika Vayaviras Akushi. He came before the Kushi. Abayom Mehochav Ova Lefneim, Biboy Seim Mehochav Vayavir Malkum Lefneim Vashem Beroisha. Rashi Vayavir Lefneim Vayaviras Akushi Biyakdeim Es Akushi. Agav Uche, there's an interesting Ritve. The Ritva says, "V'hodin nokat oiver v'loy nokat koidem." That means it's said a modern lotion. He said he has to make a bracha oiver. What's oiver? Lishne dagdumi. So what's that? Maradna zay telkish. So the zogu so he has to make it koidem lasiyos. Lashmi inam shelo yishe bein bracha lemitzvah. There should be no shehiyah between the bracha and the mitzvah. Ela sheyaver. Oiver is another mashmoish. He should be go through, go over. Al sheyavel mizu lezu lealter. That one should come right after the other. The sheseidish be sheyavel mizu lezu lealter. So this is a chiddush that by birchas hamitzvahs there's a miyuchedike halacha that there should be no hepsik whatsoever. The Rav Sternbuch and the Haggadah Me'adim Ezmanim, he brings down that the minig by the Chassam Sofer was that when the Rosh Habayis tailed the matzah for the by the Seder, so the Chassam Sofer was as follows, that the Bala Seder held the matzahs, and first he made a moitzi. And when he made the moitzi, so he tzitailed to each of the bnei bayis from the matzah of the hamoitzi, the matzah al yoyne, then he also tzitailed the kezayis of a prusa for each one. And then later, they all held the matzahs together, they all held the matzahs by their mouths, and then all of them said by themselves, alachilas matzah. So Rav Sternbuch explains what is pshat in this anhoge. He says because the first broch is abirchas hanenim, abirchas hamoitzi, abirchas hanenim. There's no avla if you're shoye between the broch and the achila if it's the tzayrech achila. If I can't, I have to. I'm being moitzi then with the broch with the lachem mishnah. So now I have to give each one from the matzah. So therefore they can make a moitzi and then sitel the matzah. The second broch alachilas matzah is abichas hamitzvahs. So fakel. So then that's how they didn't sitel it after. There dachs mitzvahs aloshnuch sam sefer that each one held it by their mouths and then they said alachilas matzah that there shouldn't be a shim hefsek between the broche and the mitzvah.